Andrea Maldonado is a senior studying music education at the U of I. She plays the violin and was performing Latin American music prior to going to college. While the curriculum is great, Maldonado wanted more, so she decided to start her own ensemble.
And I talked to Danny, who I also knew was very much interested in Latin music, and we worked on this project together and built it up so that way we had a place to play the music that we love and grew up with.
Danny is Danny Ortiz. He's a senior and plays the drums. Between the two of them, they formed Grupo Illini last August. It's a student-run organization prioritizing Latino music on campus.
Both Andrea and I are music education, and the program is really white. Anything Latin that you see here in the School of Music isn't really Latin. It's really whitewashed. So Andrea reached out to me and was like, let's create our own group. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, we're doing it without. We'll figure this out when they get here. But for now, we're only doing this twice, so we can dip.
Throughout the semester, they perfected a set list of songs, including Amor Eterno by Rocío Dúrcal, a Spanish singer, and Como La Flor by Selena Quintanilla, a beloved icon Tejano singer. But surprisingly, not everyone is a music major. Junior and senior Julia Rivera is studying information sciences.
And that's what I really like about the club is that you don't have to be in courses, you don't have to know how to read music, you don't have to do all of that. As long as you come and you just try to have fun and try to do your best.
While Grupo Illini began to develop, another Latin ensemble in the U of I School of Music began its course for students who are interested in receiving credit. Guido Sanchez Portugues is a guitar professor and helps lead the ensemble. He says they play a range of styles from Mexico through the Caribbean.
When you say Latin American music, people are going to think Afro-Cuban music, you know, like salsa, maybe Afro-Brazilian music, like samba or bossa nova, Afro-Dominican music, like merengue, and tango, maybe, and things like that. But there's a lot more. We're trying to cover that area of all these other styles.
Latin American music is full of complex rhythms, and most of the musical variety comes from percussion instruments like bongos and conga drums. And it's hard to sit still during a performance.
Now we can dance again.
It's why they encourage the audience to participate according to junior and guitarist Horacio Hernandez.
And that kind of breaks that tradition of like, oh, they stay seated and watch the whole time, clap, and that's it. And so like keeping them engaged and being interactive with them is something that Guido does a great job at.
Grupo Illini played 5 performances since the group formed. Andrea Maldonado says the organization helps shed light on the many Latino musicians on campus, which she hopes encourages them to join.
It was so nice for people to come up and be like, oh my God, I'm so glad you guys like formed, because now we have like live performances of music that we listen to rather than all this other stuff.
Although she's stepping down as president, she's looking forward to the fall semester.
But I'm excited to see where everybody else, like the new board, takes it, and how many more performances we'll do and how much like more, I guess, official we'll get. Hopefully we'll get merch soon so we can actually be a little more dress coded on stage.
I'm Luis Velasquez. Illinois Newsroom.